Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I wanted to talk about the potential TikTok ban. And I know it sounds like a broken record. This is something that was very hot last year, and really for a while now, it's just been on the radar. The government of the US is not in favor of this being owned by ByteDance, which is a Chinese company. They think it has potential implications around security and information on all these US phones. It was even banned in government offices. And it seemed to have quieted down a little bit, but there's some energy again around it in Congress and talking about putting it to a vote. TikTok even went out and had a notification on the platform for a lot of users when they logged in, and it said, TikTok is at risk of being shut down in the US. Call your representative now. And that had the initial desired effect of getting people to go ahead and call their representatives, but it's had the ancillary and negative effect of getting those representatives really pissed off when they got those calls. So it actually expedited things, it seems. And there was a unanimous vote to move forward and advance the process. It's a bipartisan unanimous, which is a very rare type of thing. I feel like that's not something you hear much of anymore, but to advance this cause, to move forward with a ban and a for sale to a US company. Now, a lot of brands have reached out to us that we work with, you know, asking what's this mean? Should they be concerned? And it's gonna be a long road before like TikTok as a social platform for your brand is no longer a viable option, but it is something that's interesting to pay attention to. A bipartisan push ahead. Apparently the president is gonna support this as well. And that's going to lead to a long fight, and it's going to be a real headache for everyone involved at TikTok. And in that time, I think there will still be a viable platform with high usage case that people are going to be using. So using it as a messaging vehicle, as a platform to get your communication out there, talk about your brand, talk about your marketing messages, still very much remains true and is something that you're going to still have and be able to use. But understanding that that can change is a real thing and seems to be probably now more than ever before a real thing. So what I would say is continue to be platform agnostic. We've always been big believers of going deep on three rather than wide on many. A year ago, I'd say literally right now, a year ago, March of 2023, not even every brand we worked with was like full tilt on TikTok. I think that's changed. I think 23 was a transformative year for CPG and beverage brands on TikTok, and it was high volume, 7-day episodic facing camera content, and you had the chance of being high organic and viral at times. That has changed to much more of a pay-to-play, using the paid platform, and less volume. You don't need to be at such a high cadence and frequency and doing it every day. But things change. That platform has changed. YouTube Shorts wasn't really relevant a year ago. Now it's sort of the taste du jour. And so at Circle Media and whoever's running your social media stack should always be sort of understanding how to leverage the platforms for the now and always keeping an eye on what's coming down the road. And if a potential ban is coming, YouTube Shorts are attractive. Instagram will be certainly happy to take that attention, and other platforms will bubble up. So you just have to be prepared for it. It's always tried and true, understanding how those tried and true platforms are changing and morphing with them, and then looking at the new. You got to keep a balance of those things. It's really hard to do internally at a brand. I think it's a big reason to have a social media specialist agency like Circle Media in your stack. But here's some information for my clients and for the public. I recommend that whoever's running your social is just paying close attention to this, understanding that it's very viable now, but always be planning for the what if, so you're not left hanging if it should get banned. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.